Okay. We want to finish up the introductory, the introduction to Chulin today, and we'll either start today or next time with the actual Mishnah and Gemara. What we've done so far is we've been analyzing the history of Shechita and the psukim upon which the Heter Shechita of Chulin is based. And basically what we tried to establish, the main thing we've been trying to establish, is that the psukim and the history all point in a certain direction, and that is that Achilas Chulin al Yedei Shechita is not merely a heter, but it constitutes a method of elevating the eating of basar by means of taking a dimension that is very prominent in the world of Kadshim. As we explained, there are four avodos in Kadshim, and the first of them, the tone setting of those conditions, is Shechita. And essentially, I would try to argue, at least according to some Rishonim, is that we're taking the idea of Kadshim and Shechita from that world, and we're applying it to Basar Chulin. And by doing so, what we're doing is we are elevating the idea of meat eating into something close, at least, to a Davar Shebekdusha, which is also why the Torah, whenever it speaks, or in the most prominent places where it speaks about the prohibition of Nevela and Trefa, in both places, it speaks of the Kedusha component of Klal Yisrael. Almost as if to say that this idea of not being allowed to eat Nevela or Trefa, Nevela because of an improper or lack of a Shechita, Trefa because Shechita is ineffective on an animal which is a Trefa, the way Reb Chaim understood Trefa, that flows not from some intrinsic repugnance or recoil from the Nevela or the Trefa, but it's a function of not having that dimension, that extra dimension of Kedusha, which really justifies the Achim. What we want to do today, in the final phase of the introduction, is to discuss whether or not Shechita is a mitzvah, and how that affects some other issues, including the question of making a bracha on the Shechita. And after we've done that, then with enough background, we'll be able to start straight, and then, of course, there are other things that pop up in the daf or the Gemara that have nothing to do with Shechita, which we'll be discussing as well. So the first thing to discuss tonight is there a mitzvah of Shechita or not? So the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Shechita, I'm going to borrow yours, I think everybody else has it. If you have those sheets from the previous week, so you still have, for the next couple of minutes anyways, everything that we need. So on the towards the end, again, I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but you should have Perek Aleph Hilchos Shechita Halacha Aleph. Right? And either way, it's important that I finally take the Gemara. So I take the Rambam. So I have to do a lot today. Okay. So mitzvah saseh sheyishchot mi sheyirtza lechol basar behema chayavo v'achakach yochal shenemar v'zavachta mivkarecha umitzonecha shenemar v'bchor balmum ach kasher yachel atzvi v'asa ayam alamarta shechaya kebehema linyin shchita uba'ov v'omer asher yatsud tzed chaya o'ov asher yachel v'shafakas tamo. So basically, this Rambam tells us two important facts. Number one, that the din of Shechita applies not only to a behema, but to a chaya and to an oaf as well. We discussed this a little bit last week. Some of the farshim asked the question, isn't a behema and a chaya, aren't they equal in almost all dinim? Why is it necessary for the Rambam to repeat that a behema and a chaya are equivalent to linyan Shechita? So some of the Mefarshim explain, because Chaya is not Nitan the Karban, only Behema is. So that would confirm our idea that Karbanos don't only share the requirement of Shechita, but on the contrary, the role of Shechita and Karbanos is crucial, is indispensable to Basar Chulin. Therefore, one might have thought that Chulin, since there's no Karban, there's also no Shechitas Chulin. Kamash Malan, that is not so. That's one element in this Rambam. The second element is the fact that the Rambam counts Shechita as a mitzvah saseh. The Rambam says, "Sheyishchot mi sheyirtza lechol basar chayav v'oaf, v'achakach yochal. So there are two things to zero in on the language of the Rambam. One is the words mi sheyirtze. Why mi sheyirtze? So the Kesef Mishnah immediately explains. It says kasav mi sheyirtze lomar. This you don't have, but I have. She'ena mitzvah shechayev adam lasosa al kapanim kamo tefillin betzitzes v'shofar sukkah v'lulav. You shouldn't think that this is like shofar, tzitzes, lulav, tefillin. What's interesting about the Kesef Mishnah is that he also adds tzitzes. The truth is that tzitzes is not exactly the same as tefillin and the other things that the Rambam quotes, because it's more like shechita, and the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah is telling you the afalbichein. It's not exactly like tzitzes. That's an issue to explore. But the point is, the Rambam says a mirza because there's no chiyuv to do shechita. There's no chiyuv to eat meat, and therefore the Rambam is telling you that all of this comes in a context of a mirza. What does the Kesef Mishnah exactly mean by this? That there's no chiyuv that we all know. Is he trying to tell us that there is a chiyuv mitzvah, even though there's no chiyuv mitzvah? In other words, you're not obligated, but should you be involved with shechita, then you would fulfill a mitzvah among the Taryag. Or is the Kesef Mishnah saying something a little bit stronger? And that is, there is no chiyuv to eat meat, and there's no chiyuv to go out and find animals to shech. However, within the context of wanting to eat meat, mi sheyirtze, there's a chiyuv to do it b'derech shechita. Let me explain what I mean. Moshe l'ma davar dome. The mitzvah of sukkah. The mitzvah of sukkah, according to most Rishonim, the first kezias that we eat on the Chag HaSukkos has to be eaten in the sukkah. Oh, thank you so much. The first kezias has to be eaten in the sukkah. After that, the Gemara says, Iboy achil, iboy lo achil. If you don't want to eat, then you can, or if you don't want to eat pas, then you can eat outside of the sukkah. However, if you choose to eat pas, then you have to eat inside the sukkah. So some Rishonim of the opinion that what the Gemara is just telling us is as follows. The concept of sukkah is the idea of teshvu kein taduru, meaning you live in the sukkah like you would live in your home. But if you're not hungry in your home, you don't eat a meal, a formal meal, with pas. And so too, there's no obligation to be taking extraordinary measures and eating su'udos in the sukkah. However, anytime you are interested in a meal in the sukkah, it's quite possible that you're obligated, anytime you're interested in the meal, with pas, you are then obligated to do so in the sukkah. It isn't just a kiyum mitzvah. That's the view of at least the Rajba. And what I'm suggesting here is something similar. In the context of already having decided to eat meat, there's a mitzvah to do it b'derech shechita. And I'll explain it a little more fully in just a minute. Let me just take a step back. The Rambam's view is disputed by some of the major Rishonim. You have these sheets in front of you. Again, the first page overlaps with the last group. It doesn't really matter. You can use the new group. But then we'll go on from there. If you look at the Rambam's formulation, also appears in the Minyan HaKatzar, meaning the short list of the Rambam, in the beginning of Sefer Amada. We see where it says Kuf Mem Vav, but not Sefer Mitzvos, where it says Minyan HaMitzvos L'Rambam. Kuf Mem Vav, Lishchot V'Hei Machai V'Of Achakach Yochal B'Saron Shenemar V'Zavachtem Mivkarecha. So the Ravid says, Hasagas HaRavid, Omer Avram, Ein Lo Tam, V'Ulai Lav Abba Meklal Asei Asei. What is the Ravid saying? Two things. First, the Ravid says, I don't believe that you should count Shechita as a Mitzvos Asei in the Minyan Tariyag. Why? Because it is a matir, not a mitzvah. Namely, if you want to eat meat, these are the steps that you have to take. But that doesn't make it a mitzvah. Not even a kiyum a mitzvah. It just means that absent shechita, you're not going to be able to eat the meat. It's going to be nevela. You want to avoid nevela? Take the step of shechita. But that does not a mitzvah make. That's the first point of the Ravid. Or the Ravid says, this is very fascinating, maybe, even if it is a mitzvah, maybe it's a Isur Aseh. What is an Isur Aseh? Classically, an Isur Aseh is, you have a lav, you have a prohibition of some sort, and the Torah warns you, don't do the following. So the Torah may also use the positive, desist from the following, or do the opposite of the following. It may do that in order to emphasize, once again, that's to reinforce the Isser. That's called an Isser Aseh. So the Ravid says, either there should be no Aseh at all, because it's a Matir, or if there is an Aseh, it's merely the reinforcement of the Lav of either Nevela or Eber Menachai, and therefore it's in the category of Isser Aseh. And if it's an Isser Aseh, maybe it shouldn't be counted. Now, whether an Isser Aseh in general is counted happens to be a debate between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, Shoresh Shishi. The Rambam wrote Shoroshim. He wrote principles of counting the Mitzvos. And one of the issues that the Rambam addresses in Shoresh Shishi is this question. When you have what appears to be a duplication, you have an Aseh and a Lav, and they seem to speak about the same thing. Shabbos, right? Tishbos, or Shabboson. There's an Aseh of Shabbos. There's also, of course, even more prominent, a Lav of Shabbos. Do you count that twice in the Minyan Taryag, or not? So the Rambam's view is you always count it twice. Others suggested that you only count one, and you count the Lav, because Lav, an Aseh, whether which is just an Isser Aseh, is merely a reinforcement. It's a way of accentuating the Isser of the Lav. So the Ravid is saying, you shouldn't count Shkita. A, it's not a mitzvah, it's a matir. B, if it is a mitzvah, all it is a reinforcement of Nevela and Eber Menachai. That's the Ravid's argument. The Ramban in Shoresh Aleph, that said that the Rambam wrote rules, the first rule of the Rambam is, you only count Daraisas, you don't count Rabbanans. Seems like a very... very acceptable rule. It's aimed against, it targets the minyan taryag of the Bahad. The Baal Achos Gedolos, one of the Gonim, he counted some Drabanans among the 613. For example, Chanukah, Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Rambam said the following. I'll tell you, so it'll go a little more quickly, I'll give you the synopsis first. The Rambam turned his attention on the Bahad, and he said, number one, you just cannot count Drabanans. It's not acceptable. And then he said, and if you're going to count Rabbanans, then explain to me, why you chose the ones that you did and omitted all the other Rabbanans. And lest you say that you, omit anything but the ones that are mitzvos Rabbanan, that's our many dinim Rabbanan, but not mitzvos, I can show you that there are mitzvos drabanan that are called mitzvos and which require a bracha, and nonetheless, you Bahag did not count them. For example, making an Eruv, Netilas Yadayim, right? When you make an Eruv, you make a bracha. When you do Netilas Yadayim, you make a bracha. These are both dinim drabanan. The Bahag didn't count them. So if imkvar azkvar, if already you're going to count drabanans, which is unacceptable, be consistent. Why are you picking and choosing? And what is the basis of your selectivity? That's what the Rambam was asking the Bahag. So the Ramban rushes to the defense of the Bahag against the Rambam, gets very lively, and the Ramban says the following. He says, listen, whether the Bahag is right or not is one issue, but certainly this second question, namely the question of consistency, is something that I can answer readily. What's the answer? The answer is as follows. The Bahag only counts mitzvos that are chiyuvim drabanan, like Mikra Megillah, like Chanukah, but things that are matirim midrabanan, namely, they're indispensable requirements, but they're not mitzvos, or if they're in the category of the equivalent of Isser Aseh, namely, they're formulated in a positive way, you're supposed to do something, but what you're supposed to do is really avoid. In the doing, you're really avoiding, right? So basically, you have the superficial perception of an aseh, drabanan, but it really isn't an aseh at all. It's really, the drabanan, a kind of isser aseh. The Bahag won't count it. And then the Ramban goes ahead to say, and after all, what do you want for the poor Bahag? Should he be better on a drabanan level than on a daraisa level? The Bahag, after all, does not count mitzvah shita. That's the real reason that were interested in the Sarban. So now just look at it very, very quickly, and then you'll see whether I exaggerate. Hasagas Ramban, the Sefer Mitzvah Shorash Aleph. Kim Tomar, Sheroi Lenosa Mitzvah Mepnei Sha'irav Atzmo Yikarei Mitzvah Medibreyam. Maybe we should count other drabanans like Eruv, which are called Mitzvah Medibreyam. Sharayenu Mavarakim Asheket Shana Mitzvah Tivanu Al Mitzvah Se'irav V'chein Netila Sayadayim. This is on the bottom of page one. Teda V'taskil. Know and understand. She'ein Ze Eitzel Bal Halachos Mitzvah Shetimaneh. It's not fair to ask the Bahag to count these mitzvahs. She'ein Adam Mitzuva La'asos Ha'eruv. Below La'asoso. Ve'ena B'chlal Kumbaseh. It's not a positive requirement. There's no mitzvah. There's no kiyum. V'chein Netilas Yadayim. Ein Mitzvah Se'b'chiyum Klal. V'lo Hitilu Chachamim Ala Adam She'itol Yadav Klal. V'lechol. V'anotol Yadav Asara Pamim Bayom. If a person washes his hand, Netilas Yadayim 10 times a day. V'ochel. Eilu Zem Mitzvah Yosem Mizeh. He doesn't get extra credit for his Netilas Yadayim. Not if he does it once, and not if he does it 10 times. Aval Elu Heter Ha'Israhein. These are Matir. The Ramban is being very, clear in defining. There are certain mitzvos that are mitzvos. There are other things that seem like mitzvos. They're really just Matirim. That's what the Ramban is saying. Dome LeMitzvah HaShchita. This is why we're reading this. Comparable to Mitzvah Shchita. SheTiknu Banami V'Tzivanu Al HaShchita. Don't we make a bracha on Shchita? Gemara says in Psachim that we do. Asher kedishanu b'tzasav tzivanu ala shchita. Now, if you look carefully, just hold your finger there and just turn to the next page for 1 second. You'll see this Gemara in Psachim. It's important. Famous Gemara in Psachim. There, the Gemara talks about when you say in a bracha al and when you say le. Right? Certain brachas we say lasos, and sometimes we say al. Right? You have the second entry on page 2. Nesve. Baruch Asher Kedishonim Tzotzav Tzivanu Al HaShchita. How come when it comes to Shchita we say Al HaShchita? So the Gemara says, Hasam Nami Heichineimi. Heichineima. What would you have us say? You would have us say, not Al HaShchita, but Lishchot? Neima Lishchot? Lo Sogi Delav Iyu Shachat? Only he can do the Shchita? Meaning, can't anyone do the Shchita on behalf of anyone else? Since it's not a personal mitzvah, we say the nusach al rather than le. That's a simple the Gemara. Simple reading of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Pesach the Kodshim Maikel Meimar. What about Korban Pesach and Kodshim? What are you going to say about them? There is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, the Nachanami. There you should say Lishchot. Okay.
If somebody chats away Shchita, the bracha Shchita, do we have to pay money?
I'm sorry, if somebody...
If someone cuts away...
The bracha? Well, I don't really pay money, but I mean... Well, we'll get to the discussion in a minute whether or not it's particularly desirable that the shochet be the one to make the bracha. So hold off on that. I think that's what you're asking. Generally we say about, people usurping other people's mitzvahs, nichale le'inish le'avid mitzvah b'mamone. You don't want someone else to grab your mitzvah, which I think what you're asking. But, when it comes to the bracha of Shchita, we'll see that soon. The point is, that's what the Gemara says in Psachim. Now, if you look at the Ramban, now go back to the Ramban are different gears than that Gemara. According to the Ramban, it's not what we just read, which is lo sagi delav iu shachet. The real girsa is, let me see if I can find it. I should have kept my finger there. Lo sagi delo shachet. Meaning, the girsa was, is there a requirement to do shchita? Our Gemara reads, does he have to be the one to do the shchita? The Gemara there reads, is there any requirement to do shchita? So this is the girsa that the Bahag, or that the Ramban suggests for the Bahag. And what's he trying to say? The Gemara says, we make a bracha. However, there's no mitzvah. And the truth is, it's not such a very strong proof. Number one, we have the more standard girsa is the one that we have printed on our Gemaras. That's number one. Number two, even if you have the girsa that says lo sagi de lo shachet, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's no mitzvah. It may mean that there's no chiyuv ha-mitzvah. You're not obligated to do shchita because you don't have to eat. That doesn't mean that when you do shchita, you are not involved in a chiyuv ha-mitzvah, which also may qualify for tariag mitzvahs. But right now, as we'll see, the Ramban is justifying the Bahag. The Ramban's own view may be quite different, as I'll try to show. In any case, then he adds, the Elu Kiyotza Bahem, Lava Bomaklal Asay. I'm back in the Ramban and say from Itzos. The Ikaron Hualav, Shenemar Bahem. Moreover, if it's not just a matir, if there is a mitzvah, it's really a lav that is reinforced by an asay. Lava Bomaklal Asay. And the Ikar of a Lava Bomaklal Asay, these are important principles of Minyan Mitzvos that we're studying Shkita here, but it's a very short way to encapsulate some of the rules of Minyan Mitzvos here. Kinin Kol Tzipor Tahorat Tochelu, right? So Kol Tzipor Tahorat Tochelu is really an Isur Asay to tell you that don't eat the birds that are not kosher. The Hechi Akpid Al Bala Lakos Shiman and Mitzvah Kazumi Divrei Sofrim Vehu Einamone Kiyotzev Abinat Torah. So you can't criticize the Bahag for not counting Eruv and Netilas Yadayim, when even Shechita, which is Doraisa, he wouldn't count and doesn't count, because he thinks it's either only a Matir or an Isra Asay. Ki Ein Eitzel Bal Halachos Ba B'minyan Mitzvah Asay El Mitzvah Shein Kum Asay Shasiyasa Mitzvah Aleinu. Aval Shein Bos Mikot Sheva Altase The Ein B'Shvisasa Mitzvah O Basiyasan Einan Bos Lo B'Cheshbon Elim Nomru Balav Halav Shebahen Yimane Balavin V'Hu Lo Mana Hashkita. That's the Ramban's defense of the Bahag. So both the Ramban for the Bahag and the Ravid against the Rambam are essentially challenging the Rambam's view that Shechita is a mitzvah. They're arguing either it's not a mitzvah at all, it's a matir, or it is an Isur Asay and not anything more. The Rav, Zecharno Livracha, at least in my experience, thought that the Ravid and the Ramban were correct, except that the Rambam disagrees with them on only one important point. He thought that the debate between the Rambam and the Ravid, again, I'll have to check out whether this is true also in 1961, but it was in my knowledge of his view, was that the argument between the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ravid is a minyan mitzvos argument. Now, who's to say that the Rambam doesn't count matirim, or as he himself says in Shoresh Vav, if there's an Isra Asay, and there's a Kiyum Asay, and there's a Lav, maybe you count both. So the Rav thought that even the Rambam agrees that there's not necessarily a Kiyum Mitzvah Asay when you do Shkitas Tehema. It's only an Isra Asay or a Mati, but you count it nonetheless. The fact that there's a Bracha also justifies counting. After all, don't we count Get? It's not a Mitzvah to get divorced, right? Don't we count Chalitza? Don't we count all sorts of things that appear to be matirim in Minyan HaMitzvos? And many Achronim take this view that the Rambam was very expansive in his count of 613 Mitzvos. I think, however, that one could take a different approach. I think that the Rambam really holds that there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah when you do Shechita L'Shem Achilas Vasachulin. And I think that it is linked, again, to this idea of the dimension of Kodshim, as I said. Because the Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav, as we already discussed, links Kodshim and Chulin. If you look again at Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav, which was the one right before the Ramban, a Mitzvah, this is Sefer Mitzvos, not the Minyan HaKatzar, a Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav, Shetzivanu Lishchot Behem HaChai V'Oth, V'Achar Ye'achel B'Saran, first you do the Shechita, then you eat the meat, V'shelo Yilem Heter, he adds another line which otherwise seems superfluous, and by the way, there's no answer other than Ela B'Shechita Belvar. V'hu Amar Yisalem, V'zavachta Yivkarecha Mitzanecha, Kasher Tzivisicha, V'loshen Sifrei, V'zavachta, Ma Muktoshen B'Shechita, Avchulim B'Shechita. So the Rambam, number one, likes the Sifrei, although he rereads it, I explained that last week, that the Shechita Skulin is connected to Shechita Skadshim. Number two, in addition to saying that you have to do it first, he also says, repeats, and by the way, without it, there's no heter. Why does he repeat that line again? So I think that one could say the following idea in the Rambam. And I think it's true not only here in Shechita. I don't know whether it explains all the apparent matirim, that may be too ambitious, but it at least explains many of them. And let me explain it based on something that those of you who were here a couple of years ago will find familiar, and those of you who are new to the shir will explain it very quickly also. The Rambam counts Kiddushin as a mitzvah. Right? Many Rishonim do. Ki yikach ish isha uva'ala, pasuk in Devarim, the Rambam says, v'likuchin eilun mitzvah saseh. Kiddushin is a mitzvah. There are many people who think that the Rambam believes that getting married is a mitzvah. Now, it could be that getting married is a mitzvah, but I don't believe that that's the Rambam's understanding of the mitzvah of ki yikach ish isha. It could be that the requirement of Piri Viridya demands that someone get married. But the mitzvah of Kiddushin, as I understand it in the Rambam, is slightly different. The Rambam explains in the beginning of Hilchos Ishos that im yirtza hu lisa isha, and she agrees, if he wants to marry her and she agrees, then getting married by first engaging in erusin prior to nisuin, in other words, not jumping the gun and going straight to the chuppah, but doing kiddushin, a mumminous type kinyan, prior to the more obvious ishus kinyan of chuppah, that is the mitzvah. In other words, what the Rambam is saying is, the mitzvah of kiddushin isn't to get married. The mitzvah of kiddushin is when you are getting married, to do so according to the sequence that the Torah outlines, and for a very important reason. And that is, we want to build Kiddusha, again, into Ishus. We want it understood that a marriage is not a trivial, you know, agreement. A marriage is something which is substantial, it's reflected by a kinyan, there is first a formal understanding between the parties before there's any kind of intimate bond between them. In the end, that framework enables the intimate bond, right, not to be a heter b'alma, but to be a davrusha b'kedusha. That's the idea of the Rambam. In other words, the idea that kiddushin, erusin, kinyan, takes place prior to nisuin, that is the mitzvah of kiddushin. Similarly, when the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah of taryag gittin, the Rambam doesn't just say gittin is a mitzvah. If you look at the language of the Rambam says when you get divorced, if you get divorced, unfortunately, that you should get divorced b'ksav, with a written shtar, as opposed to simply, you know, goodbye. You know, it's been nice or it hasn't been nice. In other words, you know, a parting which is a trivial, basically. Right? That is the mitzvah of gerushin. When you get divorced, if unfortunately you get divorced, to do so, b'ksav. I'll give you one other example. When it comes to the mitzvah of tshuva, as is well known, the Rambam projects very centrally vidui. Confession. And everybody is very disturbed by this. After all, the real mitzvah should be tshuva. The Rambam says, you know, when you do tshuva, you should do so al yedei vidui. And the Minchas Chinuch has his explanation. The Rav Zichron Levracha had his. Then many, much ink has been spilled on this this Rambam. How can the Rambam focus on vidui and not on tshuva? And many of the answers that are given are really crucially important answers. And what I'm saying is not mutually exclusive to some of them, but it is an added dimension. I think what the Rambam meant in tshuva was the same idea that I'm trying to develop here. And that is, the Rambam was saying sometimes the method, the mechanism that you use in performing the mitzvah, that's really what underscores the true character of the institution of that mitzvah. In tshuva, it goes as follows. One could look at tshuva as simply neutralizing one's chatai. And then here her tshuva, just repentance. The feeling of repentance is going to be primary. But the Rambam wanted us to understand that tshuva, simply regret, repentance, that does nothing more than neutralize the sin, and that is created, that obligation is created by the need to redress the imbalance in the relationship between man and God caused by the sin. Basically, it's not a mitzvah or a separate chiyuv of tshuva. The aveira is mechayiv that you make things right. What the Rambam wanted us to understand was that tshuva goes a giant step beyond that. And what he tells us is, tshuva, which is accomplished by bidui, where you externalize and objectify, where you articulate, where you express your busha and your kabbalah lahaba and your charata. These are very difficult things. It's not just that I wish I didn't do it, I want to make it right. Right? It's a whole gestalt, it's a whole approach of, you know, trying to rewrite one's past, commitment to the future. The derech of vidui in tshuva underscores what is the additional contribution of tshuva beyond the chiyuv simply to redress the chet. I think this is true in many, many mitzvos that the Rambam counted, where it seems strange why he would be counting matir. Getting back to shechita. I think what the Rambam's telling us is as follows. The fact that the matir of eating meat is al yedei shechita, that's the mitzvah. In other words, taking that first step of kadshim and applying that to basar chulin, that sets a certain tone, that reflects the proper orientation of achilas basar, which turns what otherwise would be a concession to man's animalistic nature into a davar shebekdusha. That's the mitzvah. And I think that's what he means in Yirtze, the Achar Kach, and then he repeats again in Sefer Mitzvos what we just read, the Lo Yiela and Heter Ela B'Shechita Bilvad, and then he goes on to say, like the Sifrei says, the Loshen Sifrei V'Zavachta Ma Mekdashim B'Shechita Afulin B'Shechita. So basically, what I'm suggesting is that according to the Rambam, you count Shechita not because it's a Matir, not because it's an Isra Asei. It really is a Kiyum Asei, maybe even a Chiyuv in the context of Ratza Lecho Basar, but the real point of it is precisely that the method of Shechita as the Heter Basar, that is the Dvar Mitzvah. That's the suggestion. If that's the case, then the objections of the Ravid and the Ramban, even if you were to accept their more stringent requirements for Minyan HaMitzvos, would in fact not be a problem for Shita Sarama. Okay. There is another discussion of whether or not Shita is a mitzvah or not, and that is to be found in a very famous Tosfos in Shavuos. If you look on page 3, it is important beyond the issue of mitzvah, as we'll soon see. Gemara Shavuos speaks about the following issue. We have a rule in halacha called Ein Yisur Chal Al Isur, which means if you have an Isur, and then some other Isur comes about, like Chametz on Pesach, or Yom Kippur, let's say you have a Nevela, that's the case, something which is prohibited from eating, and now, all of a sudden it's Yom Kippur. So when you eat, if you eat the Nevela on Yom Kippur, do you also violate Yom Kippur, or do we say Ein Yisur Chal Al Isur? Since it's first Nevela, it was already Asur, so you can't have another Isur on top of this Isur. Okay. Now, the Isurim are effective when they create a prohibition, when a prohibition already exists, Ein Yisur Chal Al Isur. So Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon the Tamei, Deleis Bo Isur Kola. Rav Shimon held that even if the new Isur is more expansive, it applies to more foods than the first Isur, like you have Nevela and Yom Kippur. Nevela is only Nevela. And Yom Kippur, nothing to be eaten. So that's called an Isur Kolel. It's a more expansive Isur. Some people say, if it's an Isur Kolel, Isur Kol Isur. Rav Shimon was the opinion that Leisa Isur Kolel, Titania, Rav Shimon Omer, Ha'ocha Nevela, B'Yom Kippurim, Patur. If you eat Nevela and Yom Kippur, you violate Nevela, but you don't violate the more severe injunction of Yom Kippur. That's Rav Shimon. Now, Rashi in Shavuos explains as follows. Patur, the next piece, this is on the bottom of page 3. Patur mechatas. Dela asik karis yom kippur, v'chayil al isur nevela, o a isur eber menachai. Im lo nisnavla, liba erev. V'afagav yom kippur, kol elvu. So the Rashi adds a very important point here. Rashi says, Ein yisachal isur will apply here. Right? And you won't have Yom Kippur since it's already either Nevela or if it's alive, Eber Menachai, as long as it was not Nisnabla Miba Erev. As long as it wasn't already a Nevela, as long as it didn't become a Nevela on Yom Kippur itself. As Rashi seems to be saying, that if the animal died a natural death, let's say, or on Yom Kippur, then in that case, you would not apply the rule of Ein Iser Kal Al Iser. That seems to be the view of Rashi, because the Iser of Yom Kippur and the Iser of Nevela would be falling out on the same day. Yom Kippur would have applied to this animal before it was a Nevela. Now that it's a Nevela, but Yom Kippur was there first, and therefore you get the harsher punishment of Yom Kippur. Is that clear? That's the view of Rashi as he explains Rav Shimon. The Tosa says, this is page 4, the following. Ha'ochel Nevela b'Yom Kippurim Potter, says Tosa. We talk Pirsha Kuntras, Mashma, the Ayra Afilu b'Nisnabla b'Yom Kippurim, even if it became a Nevela on Yom Kippur. The Kasha, the Laman Dabar Sofer Ginanasha, the Hema B'Chayeha Lavla Evar Mamedes, there's a discussion in the Gemara, in Chulin. Gemara wants to know, when you have an animal, a healthy animal running around, jumping, you know, doing all the good things that animals should be doing. So when you look at that animal, do you look at it as a walking, breathing, playing Evar Minachai? Or do you look at it as an animal? It's an interesting question. That's the Gemara's discussion. Behema b'chayah, a live animal. Reivarim omedes, or not? You look at it as it's the neighbor minachah, or not? So the Gemara says, behema b'chayah, lav reivarim omedes. We don't look at it that way. So if that's true, then chal isa yom kippurim mechayim. So let's say the animal's alive, and now it's Yom Kippur. Now it's Yom Kippur, right? And you can't eat this food. And now it dies on Yom Kippur. So that shouldn't be Issa Chal Iser. Moreover, let's say we do look at an animal, a live animal, as a walking Eivar Minachai, for our purposes. So Kimesa, once it dies, what happens? It's no longer an Eivar Minachai. So Poka Iser Eivar Minachai, the Chalu Iser Nevela. But when does the Iser Nevela come about? Because on that day, in other words, it was a living, breathing, smiling, playful animal, and then in the middle of Yom Kippur, it dies. Now what happens? It's no longer Eivar Minachai. It now becomes Nevela, but it's already become Yom Kippur at the same time. Once it becomes a potential food source, is Issa Yom Kippur, Issa Nevela, B'Vasachas. So why would you not say that you should get the onus of Yom Kippur? Rav Shimon Moda B'Issa B'Vasachas. So Tosafot says as follows. U'miyu yesh lomar, the Issa Yom Kippurim lo chayo, lo mechayim v'lo lachar misa. Whatever you say about whether or not the animal is considered a walking Eivar Minachai, whatever position you take on that matter, or as far as the problem of Nevela B'Yom Kippurim, either way, the Isra of Yom Kippur was not Chal. Why? Mishum the Ispe Isra say She'ina Zvucha. Dechsiv Vizavachta V'achalta Masha Tazaveach Ata Ochel Ava Masha Iyat Tazaveach Lo. Tosa says, because even though it was already alive, even when it was alive, it was at minimum in a Shkuta. That is a huge Chiddush, because what we're saying is that even if an animal, when it's walking around, is not considered like a walking Eivar Minachai, you just don't relate to it that way. If once the animal's dead, or it's dying, to see it then as Eivar Minachai is one thing. Right. But what we're saying is, the Chayeho, when it's healthy, it's not a walking Eivar Minachai. And nonetheless, we're saying, it's a walking Eivar Minachai.
Isn't that totally unhappy?
You're absolutely right. I'll get to that in just a second. Or put it this way, there's a parallel between the two problems, at minimum. Yeah, Rashi and Tosafot. And maybe Rashi, Lishi Tosa. Yeah, exactly. We'll get to that in a second. Ularitzva, so this is the first day of Tosa. So Tosa basically says that what we're saying here is that Eina Shkuta applies even prior to Eivar Minachai and the Vela. And it's an Isra'se. Ularitzva, the Ritzva disagrees. Ritzva is one of Bali Tosa's two. Ein Nira Peirzeh. Zim Kein, Laman Damar, Lav, Leivarim, Amedes, Heichi Matzichayel, Isra, Eivar, Allah say the Shayna Zavuach. he goes one question, you know, one beyond. But we said the animal running around is not considered a walking Eber Menachah. You don't relate to it that way. It's a living being. Right? So at some point, it becomes an Eber Menachah. But how can it be an Eber Menachah when it was already a walking around, jumping in a shchuta? Say that the Eber Menachah is not chal on top of the Eina Shchut, then you'll never get Eber Menachah. You'll wipe out an Isra for one of the seven mitzvot of Noach. Impossible. That's a reductio ad absurdum. We know it can't be, and now we have to draw the conclusion. So what's the mitzvah trying to prove? It's impossible that there's an Isra of Eina Shchut. Ubisal per gidanasha the Amar, kagon shenitrafa mitzias rubo, the Isra Eber, the Isra Chela, the Isra Trefa, the Hadi Adadi Karsu, hechachai lekulam al Isra d'shein ezavuach. Atila b'nei ha'eim. This is going so far. The blood in the mother's womb is already an Eina Zlucha. Wow. Kaima b'Isra zeh. U'mehei time in tiksha nami l'man damar le'ivarim al-medes. Isra v'eber nachai hechem nishkach asla. Even the one who says that when the animal's walking around, it's a walking Eber Menachai. But it's not an Eber Menachai b'me'imo. That far we don't go. But it's already Eina Zvucha b'me'imo. So it never gets to be an Eber Menachai even according to that mandamar. You've completely obliterated Eber Menachai. Which can't be. Im kein hechi chayel al isa shena zavuach. So Tosus comes to the opposite conclusion. Elevadai, v'zavachta lo'osa le'asar. The beloved hachi asura b'kayma nechayim b'isra eva menachayim ulacha misa misa nevela. There's no such thing as an isra in a zavuach. That's not what the words v'zavachta come to teach you. What do they teach you? Elaba lahatir sa asir to matir upirish l'cha de v'shkita shari v'lo b'nechira elaka de kayma kayma kamo tizba v'lo gizad l'espase elakoi b'isra lava rishon. Basically, then, the Ritzvah says that there is no Iser or Mitzvah of Shechita. What is Shechita? A Matir. The first day of Tosa says, it's a Mitzvah, but it's an Iser Aseh. But it's a very far-reaching Iser Aseh, one which applies all the way back to the May Imam. Remarkable. The fascinating thing is that if you look at the Prima Gadim wrote an introduction to Yoredeya. He raises the question, is Shechita mitzvah or not? He quotes his Tosis, then he quotes the Rambam. He assumes that there are only two views in the world. Only two views of Tosis. And everybody falls in line, you know, on either side of that line. Either you hold like first day of Tosis and there's an Isra say, or there is no mitzvah at all and it is a matir. Then he goes on to say, if the pasuk of the Zavachta is an Isra say, or it's a matir, that may dictate as far as several issues. For example, we normally say that Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, but there's no Chiyuv. Right? If you eat less than a Shir, usually Kazayis, depending on what the Shir is. So you violate, but you don't violate with an Onesh. Because it's Asur Min HaTorah, but you're not Chai. Says, however, according to the first day of Tosas, there's an Iser based on Vizavakta, an Iser Aseh. So where the Torah says achila, like tochal nevela, or tochal trefa, so the rule is that you require a shir or shalem in order to violate with the onesh, because achila means kezayis. But if we are going to interpret the pasuk v'zavachta as an isra aseh, namely anybody who doesn't do v'zavachta is not allowed to eat, he violates an isra aseh. So then the Prima Gadim says, maybe that should be even papachos, because it says the Zavakta, it doesn't say anything about Achira. The Minchas Chinuch goes a step further, and says the same idea, with regard to another question. Normally we say that in order to violate Isurim in HaTorah with an Onesh, you have to violate Kederach Achila of Kederach Hanah. You have to do it in the routine way. If you do it in some, you know, extravagant or extraordinary, some idiosyncratic way, so that doesn't violate the Iser Min HaTorah. So again, Minchas Chinuch says, picking up from the, he quotes the Prima Gadim, he says, I'll take you, you know, one step further. If the Zavachta is an Iser in its own right, and it's not based on the language of Achila, then you don't need Kederach Achila, and you don't need Kederach Hana. All you need is not having done the prior step of the Zavachta. So there'll be huge naskamina, says the Prima Gadim, whether or not there's an Isur Asay of the Zabachta or not. And there could be other naskamina as well. But according to the Prima Gadim, he then goes on to analyze Shitas HaRambam. He says, well, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah, so obviously he holds it's an Isur Asay, so how come we don't find that, you know, he does tell us certain things are Asur B'chatzishir, certain things are Asur Shaloka Berachana, Barsam B'chalav, Kelayim, how come he omitted Shchita since he holds that there's a mitzvah? The Prima Gadim was working in the assumption that there are only two possibilities. Shchita is an Isur Asay or Shchita is a Matir. What's ironic is that the Ramban and the Raida that we saw against the Rambam really put those two options together. They said, we disagree with the Rambam because we think Shchita is either a Matir or an Isur Asay. That they're trying to explain why it shouldn't be counted in Minyan Mitzvot. But the point is, the two perspectives on Tosfos were both satisfactory to the Ramban and the Raivid. And they neither of them felt that that's what the Rambam was saying. How did they understand the Rambam? That there's a Kiyama Mitzvah. Or, in the context of Ratzon, even a Kiyama Mitzvah. Or, maybe like I was suggesting, the method, the mechanism that you use is the dimension of mitzvah that you insinuate, that you integrate into the act of Shechita. The Rambam counts, as we just explained, in so many places, Parak Aleph of Shechita, Koteret, yeah. In the Rambam? I don't think that the Rambam would agree with them at all. I think the Rambam would say, because according to the Rambam, they're not, I don't think, from my reading of the Rambam, it really isn't an Isur Asay. It's a mitzvah when you do Shechita to do it in this derech. So I don't think it touches or reinforces or expands the Isur Nevela or the Isur of Eivor Menachai at all. Let me say something else relating to your question. You raised the question about Behema B'chaya, B'cheska Sisa. The Gemara later on in Chulin says, and this is going to be important for next week's year, the Gemara says in Chulin later on that when you have a Safek, whether it's Shechita, is a proper Shechita, you always presume that that there's no Hetzer. Why? Because Behema B'chaya, B'cheska Iser Omedes. Because an animal, when it's alive, is an Iser. And as such, you know, and until you know that a Shechita, proper Shechita, took place, there's not going to be any Hetzer. So Rashi explains that relates to Eivor Menachai. And the Bali Tosfos, another Rishonim, said, well, if it relates to Eivor Menachai, then we don't understand how it works. Because we have a principle which is called Ein Machzikin Me'iser L'Iser. Namely, if you want to determine a presumptive state, a chazaka, you want to go back to how things were previously, and you want to say, oh, it was, the status quo is Iser, until you can prove to me Heter. And that's the general rule of chazaka. But let's say the status quo ante, the old status quo, was based on one Iser, and the chashash now is an independent, separate Iser. For example, our case, Rashi says, what was Behema B'cheskas, B'chayel B'cheskas, Iser, Eivor Menachai. But once the animal is dead, now the suffix is it mutter because it was shachut, or is it also because it is nevela? So what are you going to say? We have a suffix, whether the shechita was proper or it's a nevela, but it used to be Eivor Menachai, Ein Machzikin Me'iser L'Iser. That's the question Bali Tosfos asks against Rashi. So number one, essentially, that is exactly what Tosfos in Shavuos that we just read asked against Rashi in Shavuos. Like, what did Rashi say in Shavuos? It used to be Eivor Menachai, and now it's going to be Nevela, and we're still applying this din of Ein Iser Chal Ali. But what are you talking about? It used to be Eivor Menachai. Now it's Nevela, and Nevela is Chal B'Vasachas. You can't hearken back to Eivor Menachai when you're trying to extend the Vela prior to Yom Kippur. Right? If it was Nisnab L'Bayom. That's what Tosfos is asking against Rashi. So I think that it's exactly consistent. Rashi in both places thinks that there is a link between the Vela and the previous status of Eivor Menachai, which defies the normal rule of Ein Machzikin Me'iser. Now, why should that be? So I think, again, that it's related to everything that we've been discussing. What we've been discussing is, again, the history of conditions for being able to eat basar, al yedei shchita. And we also explained, and I believe we read the language of the Rambam, but I'm just going to read it one more time. If you go back to Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel in the Rambam, the Rambam says the following: Dagim b'chagavim einam tzrichim shchita. Fish and grasshoppers, very good delicacies, do not need shchita. El asifasan zuya materasasa. Okay, you just need to collect them. Hare omer atzona bakari shechet lahem umatzalahem. Gimas called the geayam yaseif lahem. Asifas dogim kishchitas bakar b'tzom. Ubechagavim ne'amar. When it comes to grasshoppers, it says, Osef echasil ba'asifa levada. Then the Rambam says, Lafikach, im mesa me'elein, b'toch ha'mayim, mutarim. U'mutalach onchai. Now this is a rather remarkable Rambam. Not in the content of what he said, but in the order of what he says. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that there's no din, he says two things here. You don't need shchita for dagim and chagavim, and there's therefore no concept of nevela for dagim and chagavim. Right? But if you had asked me the order, I would have said, there's no concept of nevela for dagim and chagavim, and therefore you don't need a matir, and therefore you can get away without shchita. That's the halacha. But that's not what the Rambam wrote. The Rambam actually wrote exactly the opposite. The Rambam says, dagim and chagavim don't require shchita, and therefore, in mesu me'eleim, right, if they're the equivalent of nevela, you can eat them.
Because he's following the pasuk.
What do you mean he's following the pasuk?
Because it focuses on the asifa aspect.
No, that just tells us that there's no shchita. But the lefikach of the Rambam has nothing to do with the pasuk. So basically, the Rambam is telling us, because there's no chiyuv shchita, there's no concept of nevela. Instead of saying what I would have expected, which is, there's no concept of nevela, and therefore there's no requirement of shchita. So let's look at it in terms of everything we've been discussing. According to the Ravid and the Ramban, and the second day of Tosfos and Shavuos, what they're saying is, what is shchita? It's a matir. It's not an Isra say, it's not a Kiyum say. It's not a mitzvah at all. It's a matir. It's the step that you need in order to be able to eat this, you know, eat the substance. It's a matir. Then the order of the Rambam makes no sense. Then you have to explain, you don't need a matir here because there's no Isra, there's no nevela, there's no shchita. But what we're explaining is, in terms of the history of meat and so on and so forth, what we're saying is that shchita is a requirement because it is a method, right, taken from the world of kadshim to ennoble the eating of basar. And the Torah tells us, if you don't do that, kedoshim tiyu, anshe kodesh tiyu, don't eat trefa, don't eat nevela. It actually works it perfectly. The Torah emphasizes not that there's some reprehensible or repugnant Eastern Nevela Trefa, you can only get out of it with Shchita. Rather, as a Dover Shabbiknusha, the way you should eat Basar is through the medium and the vehicle of Shchita. And therefore, there's an Eastern Nevela and Trefa. That's exactly what the Rambam wrote. Now, if that's true, then we can understand Rashi as well. Because, basically, again, it goes back to the history of Noach again. But basically it goes as follows. If you look at these as independent Isurim and the Shechita as the Matir, so of course, Abram and Achai Lechud, Nevela Lechud, and Shechita is the Matir of Nevela. But, if everything on a certain conceptual level, right, derives from the ability to take this process and be Mekadish it with Shechita, that's really what we're saying. So in a sense, Abram and Achai and Nevela are not two separate, I mean they are two separate, but don't misunderstand me. In the Minyan Taryag, they're two separate mitzvahs. Two separate Isurim. And they have certain dinim that are different as well. Although, let me just add to reinforce this, for a Benoach, any animal is Abram and Achai. Abram and Achai, Behemah Tnea, Behemah Tahara, is all Abram and Achai to a Benoach. To a Yisrael, there's a difference between an animal that is kosher and an animal that is not kosher, in terms of the full prohibition of Abram and Achai, which again proves that Eva Menachai, like Nevela, and like Trefa, are linked to the Het HaBasar. So if this is the case, maybe we can understand. There is a general rule called a Machzika Meisalisa, which means if you're trying to push back to the status quo, you can't operate with two separate Isurim. You can't say, oh, it used to be Asur, and now we're not sure if it's Asur or Mutter, so let's assume it's Asur. You can't say that if the old Isur and the potential Safek new Isur are two different Isurim. That's true in general if we're talking about Isurim that have nothing to do one with the other. But if everything is connected and related, namely there's Shechita on one side, and there's a whole slew of Isurim protecting Achilas Basar, you know, from being an animalistic right or action on the other side. And Shechita is kind of it is the Matir, more to the point, it's the Mechayiv and the Oser, because of the potential mitzvah Shechita. So if that's the case, then the rule of Emachzikami, so the Iser is not going to apply. The real issue is that as long as you're not sure that the Shechita has been Matir and has been Mekadesh, this process, nothing has changed. I think, I'm speculating, that that's what Rashi means in Shavuos when he talks about Eidus or Chal Iser, and that's what Rashi means in Chulin to explain the rule of Behema B'chayaha Asura ad sheyivad alecha shehu muta. Okay, let me go on. The Rambam counts, as we just explained, Shechita as a mitzvah. And the Ravid and the Bahag do not. But just to fill in the picture a little bit, it's interesting to know. The Bahag does not count Shechita's chulin, but the Bahag does count Shechita's kadshim. Rambam, who counts Shechita's chulin, does not count separately Shechita's kadshim. It's perfect. The Bahag says, if you're talking about kadshim, sure, that's a mitzvah. But not chulin. And the Rambam will tell you, it's actually, the Shechita part is actually more important as a mitzvah in chulin than it is in kadshim, in a way. Because kadshim is kadosh by virtue of where it's going and what you're doing with it. Here, you're injecting the Kedusha of Kadshim into Chulin. That's the mitzvah. More to the point, the Rambam also holds a Pesach. Korban Pesach, the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Shechita. Actually, it's interesting. If you look at the Gemara in Pesachim that we read before, the Gemara said, you should say Al Shechita, right? The Gemara said, well, we maybe say Lishchot. So the Gemara said, you know, Lav Kol Kamina, the Ihu, only he can do it, or it has to be done. And then the Gemara says, what about Kadshim and Pesach? Right? And the Gemara says, Pesach v'kadshim shayin. It's interesting that in that Gemara, the Gemara quotes kadshim and Pesach together, but separately. Pesach is also kadshim. Right? But we explained in our first year, in Chulin, this is the third, that if you look at the Pesukim also, right, Shechitas kadshim is in Parshas Bo, in Sefer Shmos, it's not mixed together with Vayikra. And the rule is that the role of Shechita in Korban Pesach is different and more intense than the other kadshims. For example, the Chabura, the family unit or the unit that's going to be together in Korban Pesach, is defined by the moment of Shechita. Shechita is very central in Korban Pesach, more so than any other Korban, because Korban Pesach is Ikaro L'Achila for many various reasons. So it's fascinating that the Gemara says Kadshim u'Pesach. And the Rambam doesn't count Kadshim, but does have Pesach as a mitzvah Shechita. So he has Pesach, Chulin, and Dafka not Kadshim. The Yireim, one of the Bali Tosos, a student of Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes one mitzvah of Shechita, and he mentions in that mitzvah separately Chulin and Kadshim. Interesting. Rav Sajigon, maybe, some, we don't know exactly what he meant by it, and the famous Sefer Mitzvah of Sajigon by Richam Fershel Perlo rejects this, but just because he can't believe it. But there's an indication that Rav Sajigon may have counted separately Kadshim and Chulin as two separate mitzvahs. The Rav Richam Fershel Perlo says, I just don't understand why he would do that. Isn't it the same thing? But in light of everything we've discussed, this whole question of where you draw the line, is Shechita a separate mitzvah? in either Kodshim, Pesach, Kulin becomes very crucial. What impact does this have? If you look at Halacha base of the Rambam, so the Rambam says, Hilchos Shechita B'Kulan Achasei. And then he says, Lefikach, another Lefikach, Hashochet Tehem Al Chaya Oth B'Varech Tchila Asher K'Nishana B'Tosav V'Tzivanu Ala Shechita. And then he adds, V'yim Lo Birech Bein B'Shogeg Bein B'Nezer Abbasan Mutter. Very interesting Rambam. Says Rambam, first of all, what are these words in the beginning? Hilchos Shechita B'Kulan Achasei. So there's a machlokes between the Kesef Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says these words refer to the end of the previous halacha. The end of the previous halacha, the Rambam had said, Shechita is required in Behema, in Chaya, and in Oth. So Kesef Mishnah explains, the Rambam is now bothered, when you make a bracha on Shechita, should you say, Asher Kedishonim Tosav Tzivanu Al Shechita Sa Behema, Al Shechita Sa Chaya, Al Shechita Sa Oth, or you just say, Al Shechita? So the Rambam begins, says the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Shechita B'Kulan Achasei. The halachos are the same, and the fikach, therefore, Hashoket Heimachaya Oth Mevarech Tchila, Asher Ketsham Tzotzav Tzivanu, in a universal way, Ala Shechita. That's the Kesef Mishnah's reading of the Rambam. However, the Lechem Mishnah reads it differently. He doesn't say that the Hilchos Shechita B'Kulan Achasei should go on the previous halacha, but he clearly means that. He says, it would work better that way, according to that Shinui Nusach. And then he says as follows. The Lefikach goes on Halach Aleph, the beginning. What did the Rambam say? Mitzvah Saseh Sheyishchot Mi Sheyirtza Lecho Basar. So now the Rambam says, Lefikach, therefore, how's it go? Lefikach Hashokat Eim Ochayim Ba'oth Mevarech Tzila Asher Kedishonu Mitzvah Tzivaru Ala Shechita. Because it is a mitzvah, that's what justifies the bracha. So this works very nicely based on the following point. Everybody agrees that there's a bracha of Shechita. It's a Gemara M'sachet. It may even be a Gemara N'chulin, although the Rambam actually in Pirush Mishnayos learns that Gemara later on about Kisei Adam. But at least there's clearly a Gemara P'sachim, no one disputes. There's also Yerushalmi and Brachos. Clearly there's a bracha on Shechita. But the Ramban and the Ravid and others thought, well, maybe Matirim get a bracha too? Not a get, maybe only positive Matirim. But Matirim sometimes get a bracha. What's the Rambam saying? It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. In Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says, let's say for some reason you didn't make the bracha on time. Can you make the bracha afterwards? So the Rambam's general view is, says it's about Kiddushin, says it about all brachos, Birchas HaMitzvah, with the exception of Tzvilas Ger, which is the Gemara's exception in Pesachim. Kol HaMitzvot Mevarech HaMaleim Over LaAsiyasan is Ma'akeh. You have to make the bracha prior, otherwise you don't make it at all. It's a bracha levatal. So the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Brachos says it generally. He says it specifically. One of the examples that he gives is Shechita. It's clear that according to the Rambam, Birchas HaShechita is a Birchas HaMitzvah because Shechita is a mitzvah. Lefikach. The Prima Gadim says this from the Levush. The Levush makes a big fuss about Shechita being a mitzvah, and then he says, and that's why you make a bracha. And the Prima Gadim says, what's he trying to preclude? You don't make a bracha on an Isra Asay. You only make a bracha on a Kiyum Asay. Kum Asay and a Kiyum Asay. In other words, where you fulfill a mitzvah, not just avoid an Isra, you make a bracha. The Prima Gadim wanted you to understand that in his opinion, Shechita is not a matir, Shechita is not an Isra Asay, Shechita is a Kum Asay. It's a Kiyum Asay. That's probably the Fikach of the Rambam, as the Lechem Mishnah understands it. Now there are Rishonim who disagree about the issue, the Yevet, what happens if you make a brach afterwards. If you have the, those of you who have a Shas Gemara here, actually I don't have a Shas Gemara, but if you look in the back, in the Hagos HaShri, those of you who have the, you'll see in the beginning, yeah, thank you. Even with all the technology. Perek Aleph, Simen Aleph. You'll see that the Hagos HaShri quotes the Arzarua, who disagrees. Second. Two things are very fascinating here. Number one, if you look at the I already mentioned Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. We talked about it a little bit. I'm going to speak about it a little bit more. Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, the first Tosafos in Chulin says that women are not allowed to do Shechita. Women are not allowed to do Shechita. And the Bali Tosafos disagree. They say, absolutely not. There's a Mishnah in Zvachim that says a woman could do Shechita even in the context of Kadshim. And Kavachomer and Chulin. And we don't accept the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. But Hilchos Eretz Yisrael said other things as well. We mentioned it already. They say that if you make Shechita without a bracha, it's ma'akev. It's a huge chiddush. If you look at the end of Siman Aleph in the Rosh, the last line of Siman Aleph, page 286, the Osa Chacham Shekasav Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Kasav Chumros Midaito, okay, Ukamokain Kasav, he wants to give you an example of how extreme some of his chumras are. He says, Kamokain Kasav, Shachach Velo Birech, Shkutaso Psula. One of the things he said was, if you make Shkita without a bracha, it's pasul. Wow. Where's the bracha ever ma'akeve mitzvah? Look at the Hagos HaShri. The lo ishtamit lan b'shum duchta to mishimachi ha'vishkuta psula. It's impossible to say such a thing. Look at the Rambam again, just for 1 second, before we continue in the Arzarua, and the Arzgal Sashri. Do you notice that the Rambam says, v'im lo birech, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezer, abasar mutter? That's very unusual. Not the halacha. The psak is obvious. That the Rambam needed to tell you that if you don't make a bracha on shechita, you can still eat the meat, is extraordinary. He almost never tells you that if you omit a birchas mitzvah, the mitzvah still chal. He doesn't need to tell it to you. It's obvious. Brachos are never ma'akev mitzvos. How come here, all of a sudden, the Rambam is telling you that the bracha is not ma'akev? I suspect because Hilchos Eretz Yisrael was echoing in everybody's ear, and they had, none of them accepted it, but they felt they had to preclude it. And I particularly suspect that this particular one, they felt that they had to exclude because there's something very appealing about it, as I'll explain in a minute. So, just let's continue in Hagos HaShri for 1 minute. The Hagos HaShri says, V'ashokhe tzarech levarech kodem HaShchita, K'rab Yochanan, V'lochai shinan shemet tisnavel HaShchita, we're not worried that there'll be the veil and there'll be a bracha levatala, Miu, im lo birech kodem HaShchita, Yochal levarech akar HaShchita, V'yotzei dechavasa shakom bitas shalom birech obel asiyasan, levarech akar asiyasan kedepirish the bracha. So the Hagos HaShri quotes the Or Zeruah, who says, that b'dieved, if you couldn't make the bracha, you forgot to make the bracha, you can make the bracha afterwards. This is a general argument between the Or Zeruah. He says it here in Hilchos Shechita, and he expands on it earlier in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, and the Rambam. When the rule of bracha prior to the mitzvah is ma'akev the bracha, or not. That's a very important machlokas. What's fascinating is that the Ramah quotes the Hagos HaShri Nafka in context of Shechita, where generally it seems like he holds more like the Rambam. What's going on? I should also add that the Ramah says it in a slightly different way. He says, what will happen if you shech the animal, and you're shechting an animal that you have that is a Suffolk Nevela, or Suffolk Treifa, and only after you check the animal afterwards are you going to really know whether it was a proper shechita. So you can't make the bracha in advance because it's a safek bracha levatala. Afterwards, once you find out that it was a proper shechita, now would be a time to make the bracha. So that's where the Ramah says this halacha, that b'dieved you can make the bracha afterwards. So it is a slightly different case than the routine case, but still, what's going on here? Why does the Rambam need to tell you that the bracha is not ma'akev? Hilchos Eretz Yisrael thinks it is ma'akev. All of a sudden, the general rules of overlap siyasa might be different. What's going on? So I think the issue revolves around the following question. According to the Rambam, it's obvious that shechita is a mitzvah, and therefore, the birchas shechita is a birchas mitzvah. But if shechita is not a mitzvah, right? Or, if you say that brachos are only required for kiyume mitzvos and not for kiyume mitzvos, on what basis do you make the bracha? So there's a very fascinating Taz. Taz says Taz is bothered by something else. My time is running out. Let me just see if I can get it in quickly, and we'll finish next week. And next week we'll also start with the Tosfos on Daf Beis. If you look here in Agos Ashri and the Rosh, look at Simon Gimel. You have somebody who can't hear, or he's mute and he's deaf, can't hear or speak. Kasav Rambam, Mumche Shenishtatek, you have an expert shochet, Shenishtatek, he can no longer talk. Vuhum Nevin, the Shomea, but he can understand and he can hear. So Rambam says, Shochet Lechatchila. He's allowed to Shochet Lechatchila. All right, what about the Bracha? So the Beis Yosef explains, and others explain, somebody else will make the Bracha. Even somebody who's not Shechting, but who happens to be there, he'll make the Bracha. And we'll say, Yatza Motzi. Now look at the Gosa Shri in the name of the Arzarua, right across here. The Arzarua Katsav, Ha'ilein Baha'arim La Yishvatu Lechatchila, She'en Yichalim Levarich, Kinatan, Perakam, and Trumas, Kamisha Le'itrom, Avim Trom, Trumas, and Truma, Ha'ilein Baha'arim, etc. Umefarish Mirushalmi, the Ilein Baha'arim, Mishum Bracha. If you can't speak, you can't check, you can't be mafresh truma lechatchila because you can't make the bracha. Vein achar omer al gabo v'yachal levarich al hashchita. Havel shnayim sheshochtim echem levarich al shnayim. Kinatan if it's a septa, the brachos asari sheyosin eser mitzvos echem levarich al kula. Miu eni odeya in what din ilayim im yotzei v'bracha ach, v'bracha sacher kishe shnayim shochtim hol v'eni ilayim atzmo yachal levarich. Okay, what's going on here? Very quickly. The Rambam says, if somebody can't make the bracha, he can hear the bracha. Not only from someone else who's also doing shechita, that would be shomea kaona. Even the rule of yatsa motzi, like we say in Kiddush. Right? You make Kiddush, you can make Kiddush for someone else. Yatsa motzi, you can do that in shechita too. That's shechita to Rambam. And that's shechita to Rosh. The Orzarua says, no. If someone else is also being shochet, normally he can make the bracha for both. That's shomea kaona. Because that's the rule in Birchas HaMitzvah. Even that may not work here, because the guy doesn't have the ability to make a bracha. He's an Elaim. Maybe we can say that Shomea Ka'ona only works with someone who has the capacity of being Shomea. That's a big issue in general. Ritva speaks about it in bracha, so if you're standing in the middle of Shemon Esrei and they start saying Kedusha, right, you should listen, you shouldn't listen. After all, you can't speak. That's the issue. Kolaroi Labila, not for now. That's the Orzaru. However, if the guy is not a shochet, he's just standing there. To say yatsa motzi, that for sure you will not say when it comes to shechita. That's the argument between the Arzarua and the Ra. What's the argument? Why not say yatsa motzi? So the Taz of Yoredei, I'm not going to read it because it's too late, but you have it here on your sheets. Simin Aleph, what is it, Sikkot and whatever it is, Tezayin or Yudzayin. The Taz says the following. He says, listen, you can't say yatsa motzi in shechita. You know why? Because there's no chiyuv. Right? No one has to do the shechita. When I have to do a mitzvah, but I can't do it, then there's yatsa motzi. Because what am I going to do? I have to do the mitzvah, and I have to get the bracha from someone else. But if I don't have to do the shechita, because no one has to do the shechita, then why not to say that only the shochet, only a person who can be mevarech can be shochet, and only a person who can be mevarech can be shochet. In other words, why split the bracha? You asked me the question before about grabbing someone else's bracha, right? This is exactly the issue. Taz says you cannot separate except in the context of it. So then the Taz says, and that's why the Hagos HaShri, the Arzarua, seems to be right. This isn't the Yatamotzi, it's more like Birchas HaNenim. If you're sitting at a meal, one person cannot make a bracha Rishona, exception of Kiddush and Hamotzi, for someone else. Why? Because there's no obligation to eat. So if I'm eating, it's my bracha. If he's eating, it's no tzirut. There's no connection between one and the other. Kiddush, hamotzi, that's an exception because it's in the context of a chiyuv. That's the Taz. So he says, but if that's the case, so what's going on with the Rambam and the Rosh? How come they think that yatsa motzi applies to birchas shechita? So the Taz says, I'll tell you why. Because it's not a birchas mitzvah. It's a birchas shevach v'hodah. We are waxing eloquent about the contribution that shechita makes to kedushas achila. It's not a bracha. There's no mitzvah shechita, says the Taz. It's a bracha on the divrei shevach v'hodah that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us this mechanism. That's why you could split up the bracha and the shechita, because it's not connected to the shochet. Anybody could say it as long as it's bizman hashechita. Now, you can't say this for the Rambam and the Rosh. It's a wonderful thing to say. And you might say it for others, but you just can't say it for the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says lefikach. The Rambam says you can't make the bracha afterwards, even b'diavad. So the Taz is on very shaky ground when it comes to the Rambam and the Rosh. But it is a very fascinating idea. That might be another perspective of the bracha. Why is he on shaky ground in the Rosh? I'm just going to take 30 more seconds. For one other reason, and this just connects back to everything we've been doing. The Rosh in Kiddushin says that Kiddushin has a very long bracha. Birchas Eirusin. Why? Because the Birchas Shevach v'Hodah. That's his view. Then he says, however, Kiddushin doesn't require Birchas HaMitzvah, in his opinion. After all, you can have children outside of marriage. It's improper, but you can have it. Kilegesh. He says, as for Shechita, Shechita's a matir. Why does Shechita have a bracha? I'm just going to read this and then we're going to stop. So he says here, look at the where it says Rosh Ksubas. You have it on the top of page 2? So the second paragraph. The Hilchah Lo Nitkana Bracha B'Mitzvah Zu. Af Nosa Isha L'Shem Peri Yavriya. 3 lines down. Everybody have it? Kivin She'efsha L'Kai Mitzvah Peri Yavriya B'Lo Kiddushin B'Lo Dami L'Shchita. It's not like Shchita. She'ena M'Chuyav L'Shchot V'Lechol. You're not obligated to Shecht, and yet you make a Bracha. Afi L'Hachi K'Shu Shochit L'Chom B'Varech. What's he saying? It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? Against the Taz. But listen to why. 3 reasons. The Hasam EF Shalom Lecha Belo Shechita. Aval Hach EF Shalom Kain Peri Beridia Belo Kedusha. Number 1. As a Matir, Shechita is indispensable. That's not true by Kedusha. Point 1. Number 2. The Gam Hasam by Shechita Apke Kra Beloshon Sivui. The Siv is a Vachta V'Yachalta. It sounds like it's a mitzvah, and therefore it should get a Birchas HaMitzvah. Aval Hach by Isha, it says Ksiv Ki Kach Ish Isha. Then comes the climax. The Ode. The Bekadshim Yashar Belo Shechita. Hilchach Mevarchim Al Kol Shechita. Because Kadshim needs Shechita and there it's a mitzvah, therefore it's a Birchas HaMitzvah in every Shechita Skulin as well. Meaning, again, what we're saying is that Birchas HaMitzvah is connected to the role of Shechita's Kadshim in Skulin. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week, I just want to 5 minutes about Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, and then we'll start from that base on the